Okay, Erev Tov, Shavuot Tov, L'Kulam. Let's, Be'ez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This evening's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Psachim, daf Kuf Hei. We are on the top of Kuf Hei, Amud Aleph, at the words Rabbi Chananya. Rav Chananya, third line, Kuf Hei, Amud Aleph. Let's take it away. Here we go. Rav Chananya, Bar Shalmiya, V'talmidi D'Rav. Rav Chananya, Bar Shalmiya, and the students of Rav Havu Yasve B'Sudasa. They were sitting and enjoying a meal, Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos. They began eating the meal Beheter. Either it was before the ninth hour, or according to Rav Yossi, it could even have been later. So they were sitting eating a meal beheter. The koya alaya Rav Hamnuna Saba, as we've been seeing, the rabbis were the waiters. So Rav Hamnuna Saba was a rabbi, he was a waiter. Amrulay, so the people eating said to the waiter, Rav Hamnuna Saba, Zil chazi imakdish yoma nafsik v'nikboy l'shabsa. Go outside, go to the window and see if it's already dark outside, which means it's Shabbos, so we're going to have to stop the meal and bench and make Kiddush, either make Kiddush then bench or bench then make Kiddush. We saw different opinions, like Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Amar Lahu, Rav Hamnuna Saba said to them, Lo Tzri Chisu. That's not the halacha. We don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Tzri Chisu. You don't have to stop the meal and bench and then start the Shabbos meal. You don't need to do that. Shabsa kava nafsha. Shabbos establishes itself. The reason why you would think you got to bench and then make Kiddush is to like stop your weekday meal and turn your meal into a Shabbos meal. He says you don't have to do that. Shabbos establishes itself, and therefore we follow Shmuel's opinion, which is the third opinion, that all you need to do is poris mapo makadish, just spread out a tablecloth and make Kiddush, but you don't have to bench and end the previous meal. Poris mapu makadesh. And we have a proof to this, that Shabbos on its own establishes a meal as a Sudas Shabbos.
Do'ama Rav. I don't know when it was they were eating, so somebody had to go outside and do it.
Again, you're saying even for Poris mapa they needed to do that. Right, but you know, he was saying it's true that he was telling them, You don't need to do Akiras HaShulchan. That's what he was telling him. He said, they asked him, go, you're right. They needed to know that it was dark anyway, even for Poros Mavakash, but that's not what they asked. They said, go find out if it's dark so that we can uproot the table and we could bench and end the meal. So he said to them, you don't have to do that. Damarav, Kishem Shabbos Kovas L'Maser, Kach Shabbos Kovas L'Kiddush. So interesting here, the Gemara puts together two interesting halachas. Just like Shabbos establishes a Kviya Suda for Meiser purposes, so too Shabbos establishes a Kviya Suda for the Suda Shabbos. What's this din of Meiser? There is a Mishnah Maseches Meisros that says as follows. When you harvest in the fields, so the din is, the stuff doesn't become Chayv and Trumas or Meisros until you have Miruach. You put it into a pile, you smoothen it out. But even then, you're still allowed a snack from it. It's when it comes into the house, it has Rias Pnei Abayis, then you're not allowed a snack from it anymore. Even before, you're not allowed to eat a full meal from it, once it's Chayv and Meiser. But snacking is permitted. However, let's say you're snacking on it in the field, and then it becomes Shabbos. So the halacha is, a Shabbos meal, even you're eating a snack, a Shabbos meal is considered to be a permanent chashiva meal of Onik Shabbos. So just like Shabbos establishes a meal as a major league meal when it comes to the laws of Meiser, that you're no longer allowed to even snack on food that before it comes into the house, once it becomes Shabbos, because Shabbos turns a snack into a majorly chashiva significant meal, so too Shabbos by itself turns your Erev Shabbos meal, now it's Shabbos, it turns it automatically into a Shabbos meal. And therefore you don't have to bench and uproot the table. It's enough just to be Poris Mapo Mekadesh. So you see, you don't need to totally uproot everything. So the Gemara said, Savar Mina, Now, from the words of Rav, right, this was Rav. Rav said this. Kashem Shabbos, Shabbos Kovas Lemaiser, Tach Shabbos Kovas LeKiddush. So the Gemara said, wait, if it does that for Kiddush, you might think that the same applies for Havdalah. Savar mina ki hechi dekava LeKiddush, kach kava LeHavdalah. That if you're eating Shalashuddis, and now Shabbos is over, it becomes Havdalah time automatically. Amar Lahu, Rav Amram. Rav Amram said to the Talmidim, Be'er Hochi Yomar Rav, no, LeKiddush Kovas, Velo LeHavdalah Kovas. Shabbos automatically turns your meal into a Shabbos meal, and you have to stop eating and make Kiddush, because you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. But even though you're also, as we're going to see in today's daf, you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. It's a very important halacha. People don't know it. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. But even though that's true, if you started Shalashuddis on Shabbos at a permissible time for Shkin and your Shalashuddis continues, you are allowed to continue Shalashuddis even after Shabbos, even though technically speaking you're eating before Havdalah, that's not a problem. And there's an obvious difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. The Achronim write over here that by Shabbos, so you're escorting in the queen, so you got to stop. You got to stop and make Kiddush. You got to do it right away. But in terms of escorting the Shabbos queen out, we want to prolong that and extend that as long as possible. We don't want to delay it. We don't want to do it fast or do it quickly. So therefore, if you're eating your Shalashuddis meal, just keep going. Just keep eating. It's no problem. We want to extend Shabbos as long as possible. This disagrees with that which Shmuel said earlier on Daf Kuf. Shmuel said that no, just like the onset of Shabbos makes you obligated in Kiddush, so too, once Shabbos is over, you're obligated right away in Havdalah and you have to stop eating. We certainly don't hold this way. We don't hold this way. We hold that you can continue eating even afterwards, like the Gemara says here. Now, Vahani mili le'inyan mifsak lo mafsakinan. This is only true if you were eating from before, from on Shabbos. Aval aschule lo maschalinan. But it is forbidden to begin a meal after Shabbos prior to Havdalah. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, just like you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Friday night. And we'll discuss in tomorrow's daf about not eating before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. But by Havdalah, you're also not allowed to eat. Umifsik nami lo arman el bachila. Even stopping is only if you have a meal. Aval b'shasiyah lo. If you began drinking prior to on Shabbos by Shalashuddis time, you just were drinking, so then you have to stop. Drinking doesn't continue afterwards. It's not considered to be chashiv enough. Ushasiyah nami lo arman el bachamer v'shichra. What are you not allowed to drink before Havdalah? Only wine and beer. Aval maya leslanba, but drinking water before Havdalah is not a problem. As opposed to we paskin, drinking water before Kiddush is a problem. I like to often comment on the bar mitzvah boys who take a thing of water up there. Remember, there used to be like bar mitzvahs. We used to go to bar mitzvahs once upon a time. We used to have bar mitzvahs. We used to go and celebrate with people, but hopefully we'll get back there soon. So the bar mitzvah boy takes a water bottle up there, but wait a second. If he hasn't had Kiddush yet and he already davened, bar mitzvah boy, it's very nice that he's now bar mitzvah, but if he's bar mitzvah, he's got to keep the laws now. Now that he's bar mitzvah, he's got to keep the halachas, right? We know there's a whole party and everything, but the whole point of the party is that he's got to keep the laws. So if I know the bar mitzvah boy, he's going to be shvach because he's got to lay in the whole parsha. He's got vayakal pekudeh, whatever he's got, but he's not allowed to drink unless you want to pull shtick with him is you pull him out of the shul after Shmoneh Esrei, right? Make Kiddush, give him a piece of mezainis, and then let him. Then he can drink all the water bottles he wants during lading. Then it's okay if you do that. But if he doesn't have Kiddush, you're not allowed to even drink water before Kiddush. But before Havdalah, you actually are allowed to drink water. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says water is okay. The same sif of Shulchan Aruch also says that even if you miss Shkia, and you haven't had Shalashuddis yet, you're still allowed to wash right after Shkia. Rav Moshe Feinstein says you have 9 minutes. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as you're more than a half hour before Tseis, which is probably also around 10 minutes, something like that, he says you still have 10 minutes. You can still wash even if you miss Shkia. This supports the famous dictum that Shkia is the end of the day, but not the end of the world. Famous dictum. Okay, here we go. Especially if you daven in Hasidic place, but that's for sure true. Okay, let's continue. Upliga de Rav Huna, this business that you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah argues on Rav Huna. Upliga de Rav Huna. De Rav Huna chazel hu gavra de shasa maya kodem Havdalah. Rav Huna saw a certain guy drinking water before Havdalah. Amar le, lo mistifi mar me askara. You're not worried about the getting the sickness of askara. Askara was a certain type of sickness. It was like a whooping cough or a croup or a you just gagged and you choked. You was hard to breathe. You couldn't
diphtheria.
Diphtheria. Thank you, Dr. Joe. Diphtheria. Ditana, what's diphtheria, Joe?
It's a toxin that makes you paralyzed. Can't swallow, can't breathe.
There you go. Okay, diphtheria. Ditana mishmei de Rabbi Akiva. Kol atoin klum kodem shiyavdi. Rabbi Akiva said anyone who eats anything before Havdalah, misaso ba'askara, is going to die with diphtheria. So it's a pretty serious thing. Don't eat before Havdalah. But here it said the guy was drinking wine and the guy was drinking water and he said to him, aren't you scared of askara? Rabbanan Devir Ravashi, lo kapti amayim. But the Rabbanan Devir Ravashi don't care about water. They hold water is okay. That's the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that water is okay. What's the connection between eating before Havdalah and diphtheria? So Tosfos and Dibur Maaschil lo. Look at the bottom Tosfos over here. Umisaso ba'askara mida keneged mida. You're allowing your throat to benefit too early, so God says I'm going to give it to your throat. But the Marsha doesn't like that pshat. The Marsha says then so when you eat pig, it should be the same thing. Every achila should be that way. So the Marsha has a fancy pshat, a wild fancy pshat. What's his pshat? He says that there's a Gemara in Tainis that says on Wednesdays they used to fast that the babies shouldn't die from diphtheria. Because the Torah says, Yehi ma'oros, ma'oros without a vav on Wednesday, the sun and the moon were created on the fourth day of creation. And it says ma'oros without a vav. Ma'oros is me'era. Me'era is a curse, and the curse refers to askara. So Saturday night, when fire was created, is also a time where there's light. Light was created in the world, so we're worried about askara. Okay, let's continue. Okay, boy mine Ravina me Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Ravina asked a question from Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mishelo kiddush b'erev Shabbos. If you didn't make kiddush Friday night, you were in onus, whatever, you were in the hospital, you couldn't make kiddush Friday night. Maushi kashvol kol yom kulo. If you didn't make kiddush Friday night, can you make kiddush on Shabbos? Amale, mida amri b'nei Rabbi Chia, mishelo hivda b'motzari Shabbos, mavde v'holach kol haShabbos kulo. Someone who does not make Havdalah on Saturday night, we're going to see you have until Tuesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Here it says all week long, but we'll see the Gemara is going to explain until Tuesday. Hachanami, mishelo kiddush b'erev Shabbos, mekadosh v'holach kol yom kulo. If you didn't make kiddush Friday night, you can make kiddush all day long. Esive, lele Shabbos v'lele yontiv yesh ben kedush ala kos, v'yesh ben hazkara b'berkas hamazon. The night of Shabbos and the night of yontiv, you make kiddush on a cup of wine, and you mention Shabbos and yontiv in benching, ritzei and yala v'yavo, Shabbos v'yontiv ein b'hen kedush ala kos, but the day of Shabbos and yontiv, there's no kiddush, v'yesh ben hazkara b'berkas hamazon, but you do mention Shabbos and yontiv in benching. V'yisal k'day tach mishalo kiddush b'erev Shabbos, mekadosh v'holach kol hayom kulo, Shabbos yom tov nami mishkachas lehu, d'yesh bem kedush ala kos, d'ilo kiddush meyortov, you didn't make kiddush at night, mekadosh l'machar. So why is this b'raisa saying that there's no kiddush on Shabbos day? The Gemara gives the obvious answer. The b'raisa is talking about in a normal case where you made kiddush Friday night, there's no kiddush Shabbos day. But that doesn't mean that if you missed it Friday night, you can't do it Shabbos day. I'm late. D'ilo k'tani. Yeah, the b'raisa is talking about if you didn't make kiddush. The Tana's Amarle, you can't prove from the Braisa that you can't do it. D'ilok tani. He's not. He's talking about a regular case where you made Kiddush Friday night, not if you didn't. Aseve, kavod yom v'kavod laila, kavod yom kodem. Let's say a person has very little money. He has very little money, but he always wants to save up his precious dollars for Shabbos. For Shabbos. So, and he only has enough for like one really nice meal. Should he make his one nice meal Friday night or Shabbos day? Which is the more important meal of Shabbos? Interesting question. I was just reading Maya Mamash by Shaul Shudas. I'm reading this book. I'm basically almost finished with it. Fascinating book about the Sri Deish. Fascinating book about Rabbi Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg. So I just read a story just now about he's saying how Jews are so compassionate with their money. He said there's people, you know, he survived the Holocaust. He said right after the Holocaust, people had so little, they would eat nothing the whole week. And they would just save up a little bit of money. You know, they would basically fast, you know, or just eat the bare necessities the whole week. And whatever little they had, they would sit there for Shabbos. And then they would come to shul Friday night and meet a poor person. They would give all the food they had just for the guy who didn't have anything in shul. We're not familiar with this level of poverty. It's very rare to see such a level of poverty. But kavod yom, kavod laila, kavod yom adif. Wow. I wouldn't have thought that. Kavod yom kodem. Why is that true? Why is that true? If you only have money for your Shabbos day meal, your Shabbos day meal should be nicer than your Friday night meal. Why is that? So the Rishonim and Achronim give about 150 answers to this. We're not going to go through all 150. But the Mechilta says, Zohar es yom ha-Shabbos, es yom, ein li'ela yom, laila minayin, tamalom et likadsho. So why does it say yom, Zohar es yom ha-Shabbos? Yom, kavod yom, kodum le'kavod laila. Others say, since we learn out the Meder Suda Shabbos from the Mun, and the nace of the Mun that happened on Shabbos that it didn't spoil was evident only in the day. Every night they had the Mun from that day, it didn't spoil. Chasam Sofer. Well, we got to hear from the Chasam Sofer. So what does the Chasam Sofer say? Chasam Sofer explains that the Kedusha of Shabbos gets stronger and stronger as it goes on. Wow. So therefore, the Shabbos meal is holier than the Friday night meal. Because Friday night, you only just started Shabbos, so you haven't really had the full experience of the Kedusha. By the time you get to Shabbos day, you're already riled up about the Shabbos, so the Kedusha already had effect on you, so now the meal's even holier. Wow.
What about Charles Shudas?
Oh, that's even holier. Yeah, agreed. That's Riven to Riven, right? That's the holiest of the holy. Good. Aruch HaShulchan writes a bunch of reasons. Either because usually a person eats his bigger meal, at least in Israel they do this, the main meal is the day meal, right? Is the day meal. That's the main meal of the day, not at night. At night you're ready to go to sleep, you don't need so much energy. Or people generally like their day meals better than the night meals. I guess America, maybe we switched this around a little bit. Anyway, interesting discussion. Maybe it has to do with karbanos, that the carbon of the day is much more important than the carbon of the night. Mamish, 150 reasons. Anyway, the Gemara says, Esve, kavod yom, kavod laila, kavod yom kodem. So the honor of the day comes before the honor of the night. Im ein lo ela kos echad, v'im ein lo ela kos echad, if you only have one cup of wine, Omer Olav, Kiddush Hayom. So don't say Kiddush at night, only say you should say, no, just the opposite. Again, v'im ein lo ela kos echad, if you only have one cup of wine, Omer love Kiddush Hayom, you say Friday night Kiddush, mipnei shekiddush hayom kodem lekavod yom, because the Kiddush that you make Friday night is more important than the honor of the day during the day, than drinking wine during the day, because you got to be say Kiddush at night. Says the Gemara, V'im Isa, if you tell me that someone who doesn't make Kiddush Friday night is allowed to make Kiddush during the day, Lishpeke Adamach, why don't you just leave it to tomorrow? You'll be Mekayim of 11 Beitarte. You'll be Mekayim both things. Kavan Yom is Adif, and Kiddush Hayom your Yotzei also. The Gemara gives the obvious answer, Amalei Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. No, we're not going to delay it till tomorrow. The Mitzvah of Kiddush is supposed to be the second Shabbos comes in. That's why Kiddush Friday night's Doraisa. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf that Kiddush Shabbos day is only the Rabbanan. So, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. When you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you got to do it right away. You don't delay a mitzvah. Where do we learn this from? That so much so that even though you're allowed to burn the limbs and the fats at night, but the Shabbos limbs and fats of the Karbanos of Shabbos day, you're even allowed to begin burning them on Shabbos, even though you could burn them Motzei Shabbos. But Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. We had that earlier, the Gemara in Samach Ches, that burning the fats and the limbs of Shabbos, even though it's kosher all night long, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos itself. You're allowed to violate Shabbos. Because of the pasuk, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. We learn from there, it's so chaviv that you're even allowed to violate Shabbos for it. Amazing. Okay. Says the Gemara, Umi amrinan chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Do we really apply this rule, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? V'hotanya, the Gemara learns in the Braisa, nichnas the base of Motzei Shabbos. If a guy comes home Motzei Shabbos and he wants to make Havdalah, but he only has one cup of wine, v'varech ala yayin, v'ala mo'or, v'ala b'samim, you make a bor priya gofen, then bor me'oreya esh, this is like Beis Shammai, and then b'samim, we do the other way around, b'samim then esh, v'ach kachom Havdalah ala kos. If you only have one cup of wine, you got to eat Sudas Malava Malka. We don't say, make Havdalah right away, then eat and bench without a kos. We say, delay the mitzvah of Havdalah till after your meal, so you could use the kos for both. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Amalei, I know. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered back to Ravina, I know. Lo chachima ana. I am not a smart person that I said this on my own. Velo choza ana. I'm not a navi. I'm not a prophet. Velo yichida ana. I didn't say this in the name of an individual. Ela gamirna v'sadirna ana. I heard this in yeshiva from all my rabbeim, and I wrote all my notes down. I got it down clearly from all my rabbis. V'chein morin. And in the Beis Medrash, everybody tells over this shita that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. But don't bring me a raya from Havdalah that you're allowed to delay the cup of Havdalah till after Malava Malka so you could bench and be Mavdal at the same time. Shani lan ben yula yoma la fuke yoma. There's a difference between Kiddush Friday night, which you got to do right away, and Havdalah, which we don't make you do right away. When it comes to starting the Kedusha of Shabbos, the earlier you do it, the better. We want to show our chavivas, we want to show our love, that we want to run into Shabbos and get excited about Shabbos. Afuke yoma, but when it comes to delaying the day, it's not a big deal. Afuke yoma ma'achrinan lei, we can delay it. Kihechi delo lehevi alon kituna. So it shouldn't look like Shabbos is like a burden when trying to get rid of Shabbos. You're gonna make Havdalah the first second after Shabbos. You can push it off a little bit. Says the Gemara. So we're not gonna be able to do all of this on today's daf. Some of it has to do with tomorrow's daf. Shma mina miha masnisa tamine. Oh boy. Anything you ever wanted to know about the laws of Kiddush, here it is. Psachim, Kofhei, and Kovav. This is it. All the laws of Kiddush. Everything you wanted to know about Kiddush, we're afraid to ask. Here we go. Says the Gemara, from this Braisa, that a guy walks into his house, Motzei Shabbos, Mevarech al Hayayin, If you only have one cup, and you attach the whole havdalah to benching. So the Gemara says, Shamit Shmami Nami Hamastisa Tamne. We learn out 8 halachos about Kiddush from this brisa. This one brisa teaches us 8 important laws about Kiddush. What are the laws? Number 1. The guy came in from shul. Halacha number 1, atachon antanu is not enough. Even though you said havdalah in tefila, you still have to make havdalah ala kos, and until you make havdalah ala kos, you can't eat. 2. Ushma mina bracha tuuna kos. Benching requires a cup. Benching requires a kos. So, this Gemara sounds like, even if he's only benching by himself, he's got to bench on a cup of wine. This is the Rashbam's opinion. And the Medrash Shochar Tov implies that way as well. And Rabbeinu Yechiel proves that even a Yachid needs to bench on a cup of wine. Because otherwise, why are you putting it after benching? Just make Havdalah before the meal. And each guy will eat by themselves. And you won't be Chayiv. However, Tosus in Dibur Maskil, Shma Mina Bracha, there's a lot of big fat Tosus in over here. Tosus says, the Minhag HaOlam is only to use a cup of wine for benching when you have 3 people. Take a look at Tosus. Shma Mina Bracha Tuna Kos. Take a look at the Tosus. Ktsas Mashma, says Tosus, this Gemara a little bit seems Dafil b'yachid tuna kos. Even when you're benching by yourself, you got to bench with a cup of wine. Da nichnas mashu yichidi, v'chein mashu l'kamon. Birchem mazin tuna kos. Miu yesh lidchos, mishum debirchem mazin tuna kos b'gimel, tiknu b'pesach, afilu b'yachid, maybe only on Pesach night. V'rabbeinu Shlomo ben Rabbeinu Meir Rashbam, Tosus says, Omer, by the first wide line, Lahatin kos afil biyachid, Medrash Shochar Tov, Rabbi Yechiel, exactly as you just said. But in the end of Tosus says, right, at the end he says, no, the Minhag HaOlam is not that way. Le'inyan halacha, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch quotes all 3 opinions. The Tor writes, even an individual benching has to have a cup of wine. And it's obligatory. And you shouldn't eat until you have a cup of wine. Just like Havdalah. Tosa says the Minhag HaOlam is only if you have 3 you need a cup of wine. But by yourself, you don't. The Rif, based on the way the Ramban and the Milchamas understands, and the Ran and the Rambam hold, that Birchas HaMazon does not need a kos at all. And the bracha on the kos is just a nice way to do it. Mitzvah min amuvchar. There's no real chiyuv to do it. It's mitzvah amuvchar. The Mishnah Brura writes, even though the Shulchan Aruch does not say which opinion is correct, the Minhag is like the 3rd opinion that there is no obligation to bench on a cup of wine at all, but it is mitzvah min amuvchar. It's the nicest way to bench, to have a cup of wine. And dafka b'shlosha when you have 3 people, but by an individual, so we're totally lenient and we do not have a cup of wine. That's halacha number 2. Shema mina halacha number 3, kos shel bracha tzarek shiur. You need a revius, because if you didn't need a revius, you could just split the cup into 2 and do 1 for Havdalah, 1 for benching. But you see, no, you need a revius. Halacha number 4, Shema Mina HaMavarech Tzarech Sheyitom. You got a taste from the wine. If you didn't taste, you're not Yotzi, because again, otherwise, just make Havdalah, take a sip, then eat Malava Malka and use the same cup. No, but you have to taste it. And once you taste it, it has less than the shear. Now you don't have to taste it. Somebody else could taste it. Even a katan could taste it. Halacha number 5. Shma mina tamo pugmo. If you taste from the wine, that causes the kos to be a kos pugum, and you can no longer use it. So even if you add more than the shear, but you take a little bit of a taste, that makes the kos pugum. We're going to spend a lot of time in 2 days from now's daf discussing what's a kos pugum. Monday's daf. Tamo pugmo. Once you taste it, you can't use it anymore. Ushma mina ta'a mavdil. That b'di'evit, even if you had shalosh shittos before havdalah, you still make havdalah if you had no choice. That's halacha number 6. Ushmamina omer shtei kedushos al kos echad. You could do 2 mitzvahs, benching and havdalah, on the same cup of wine. B'di'evit, if you have no choice. Right? Usually we say that's a problem of ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We had it in the daf a couple of days ago, but if you have no choice, if you only have 1 cup, then you're allowed to do it. And halacha number 8, ushma mina, that this price is beis shamahi, valibid Rabbi Yehuda, that you do the brach of bori me'oreha eish prior to bori m'nei besamim. We don't hold that way. We do like Rabbi Yehuda. We do like beis Hillel, who said that you do the besamim first, right? Why would you do the eish first? Because that's the first thing you see when you come to the house. You see the house lit up. But we do the besamim first because it's covered Shabbos. The reason we have besamim then is to give us a joy on the way out. We lost the neshama yisera, so for the honor of Shabbos that we had a neshama yisera, we do the besamim first. And finally, Rav Ashi says it's only 7 halachas. Tamo pugmo v'kol shebracha tzarech shir chada milsi. The fact that you need a shir, and if you taste it, you're pogimit, you can't necessarily learn from this brisa. It's really all one thing. V'hachi kamar, my time a tamo pugmo. What's the reason if you taste a cup that makes it into a kos pugum and it's no good? Maybe you could learn that what the brisa means is mishum dekol shebracha tzarech shir. As you have no raya that if you had more than the shir and you took a sip, that would make it render it unfit for use. Maybe if you had enough more that he took a sip, it would be good. But here, the reason why it's no good, because he had exactly a shear, and the fact that you took a sip made it less than the shear. So you have no raya. Right? The Rishonim right over here. That no, even Rav Ashi agrees to the din that if you take a sip, you make it pgam. He's just saying you have no proof from this case about it. Right, Tosis says that way. In Dimaskal Mishum, take a look. Second Tosis on the page, a little shorty. Mishum de kol shebracha tzarech shir. Rav Ashi lo polig amar de besarach. Vislei shabbaton pagma. Rav Ashi doesn't disagree with the halacha. He agrees that if you take a sip out of the cup, you can no longer use it. Ella de mehalak lamash mina kama. He just means that you can't learn from that you can't prove from this brisa that that's what it means, because maybe it's talking about a case where you only had exactly the right shear. But Rashi and the Rashbam disagree. Rashi and the Rashbam say that Rav Ashi actually holds that if you taste from a cup, that does not make it into a pogum, and you could still use it. But Tosis disagrees. Okay, we have a lot more to say about each one of these. Tomorrow's daf, we're gonna delve a lot more into these halachos. But for now, we will stop here. Tomorrow morning, Daf Yomi at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, hold on a second. Before you run away, we got to figure out how to plan the Siyum. We got a big Siyum coming up. We do Siyum very big over here. So, I think that... So, I'll give you a few choices you could think about. You don't have to vote right now. But Shabbos, 2 weeks from now, we still have... If we can do 2 daf or 2.5 daf, the last daf is very short, so if we somehow can do, like, before Mincha, 2.5 blot on that Shabbos, so we can have a Siyum for Shalosh Shittos, just means we're going to... And then Sunday night, I would have a review on the whole Pesachim. Sunday night, I would do on Zoom a review of the whole Pesachim, and then Monday, I don't know, you get the day off on Monday. I don't know what we would do, but we'd have to figure that out. I don't know. If anybody has a good idea of how we can make a Siyum, you know, we could do something together. If you have some idea, think about what we could do. Okay, unless you want to have a weekday Siyum on Sunday night. We could do that also, Sunday night the 21st. I think it's before Pesach. I'm not sure your wives are really going to want you out of the house. Or maybe they will want you out of the house on Sunday night. I don't know if they're going to want you to be helping out for Pesach. I don't know where you're going, what you're doing. So anyway, you could text into the chat what your thoughts are. My thought was if we have a shiur, let's say an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes before Mincha, we could do 2.5 blot before Mincha on Shabbos. And, you know, we'll do it a little quickly, although there's such great stuff. The last daf is all about Afikomen. How can we go fast through this, through the daf of Afikomen? And, of course, I'd record it afterwards also for those who can't come on Shabbos. Well, of course, we do that. We're equal opportunity people over here. We record it anyway. Since I started, I've recorded every Hashem should keep me well. I've recorded every single daf. So I'm trying to really record every single one of them. So we could decide what we want to do about the Siyum, but you know, we will have a review. Pencil in that Sunday night, the 21st. We'll have a chazara on the whole Maseches Pesachim. And we'll have a Siyum either Shabbos afternoon, Sunday, Monday, whatever everybody wants. We can have a Siyum. If you want, you can make a Siyum. What's that?
Longer Shabbos by then.
It's a longer Shabbos by then. Yeah, okay, so we have a little more time. Okay, good. Have a wonderful week, everybody.